8 months after Australian Justine Damond was shot dead outside her home, Minneapolis police officer Mohammed Noor has been charged with murder. Mr. Noor turned himself into Hennepin County Jail after a warrant was put out for his arrest, with bail set at $500,000. Minneapolis Police Chief Madaria Arredondo has apologised to Ms. Damond's family in the United States and Australia and confirmed Mr. Noor was no longer employed. The officer had been on fully paid administrative leave as the investigation unfolded. Hennepin County Attorney Mike Freeman has explained the details of the charges.
Today I announce that the Hennepin County Attorney's Office has filed charges of third-degree murder and second-degree manslaughter against Minneapolis Police Officer Mohammed Noor in the shooting death of Justine Damond Ruschek.
Ms. Damond had called the emergency 911 phone number to report a possible sexual assault in the alleyway behind her home. Her ensuing shooting death after police arrived had drawn international attention and cost Police Chief Janie Harto her job. It also forced major revisions to the police department's policy on body cameras because the officer's camera was turned off at the time. In a statement, the Minneapolis Police Officers Federation says it respects the criminal process and will wait for the case to proceed before further comment. After months of investigating, Mr. Freeman says police now have a clear idea of exactly what happened on the night of July the 15th.
In the short time between when Ms. Damond Ruschek approached the squad car and the time that Officer Noor fired the fatal shot, there is no evidence that Officer Noor encountered a threat, appreciated a threat, investigated a threat, or confirmed a threat that justified his decision to use deadly force. Instead, Officer Noor recklessly and intentionally fired his handgun from the passenger seat in disregard for human life.
The third-degree murder charge carries a maximum sentence of 25 years in prison, although the presumptive sentence is 12 and a half years. Mr. Noor is facing the charge for what was termed perpetrating an eminently dangerous act while showing a depraved mind. The second-degree manslaughter charge alleges he acted with culpable negligence, creating unreasonable risk. It carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison, but the presumptive sentence is 4 years. Ms. Damond's father, John Ruschek, and her fiancé, Don Damond, have released a statement from the family welcoming the charges.
While we waited over 8 months to come to this point, we are pleased with the way a grand jury and County Attorney Mike Freeman appear to have been diligent and thorough in investigating and ultimately determining that these charges are justified. We remain hopeful that a strong case will be presented by the prosecutor, backed by verified and detailed forensic evidence, and that this will lead to a conviction. No charges can bring Justine back. However, justice demands accountability for those responsible for recklessly killing the fellow citizens they are sworn to protect, and today's actions reflect that.
Mr. Noor's lawyer, Thomas Plunkett, has confirmed only that Mr. Noor turned himself in. The police officer has not spoken publicly about the case and declined to answer questions from investigators. His partner on the day, Matthew Harity, told investigators the pair were startled by a loud noise just before Ms. Damond approached the driver's side window of their car. Mr. Harity says the 35-year-old Mr. Noor fired his weapon from the passenger seat across him. Ms. Damond died from a gunshot to the abdomen. Matt Kennellan, SBS News.